This is RSBNB Update, episode 174, recorded Thursday, October 16th, 2008. PvP returns. Good friends, citizens of RSBNB, general RuneScape population, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to do this episode entitled RSBNB Update 174, in which we will discuss the great... you'll get to that, but Brad's here.
After hearing some of your intros over the past weeks, I've come to the conclusion you're probably trying to say something stupid at the start of every episode.
Like what?
Is this it?
What? No.
Well, you just always say something wacky and...
Well, no, it's like... I try and find something so that I can introduce you in case people forgot who you are, you know?
Why would they forget who I am? I'm unforgettable.
No, I mean like for...
I'm just waiting for the people to email or post on the topic that they didn't know who I was.
For the new people, you know?
No, just because people are smart asses like that. If you say, you know... something, they'd like to contradict it because they think it makes them smart. When really, it makes me want to beat you around the head with a baseball bat.
Wow.
Since no names were mentioned, it cannot be insinuated that I'm making threats towards anyone, so I'm safe.
So anyway, were you yesterday? Yes, last week?
Away. Far okay. Away with the fairies.
Tending your gardening patches?
No, Shane. Unlike you, I can control my farming addiction.
Oh, so you do have a farming addiction.
Everybody has a farming addiction.
Okay, so this week we got the PvP Worlds.
Yeah.
Which if you go back to early January, you'll see this is something I suggested.
I'm sure it's something that was proposed widely after the removal of the wilderness, Shane.
No.
Every time they put out an update, you like to say, oh, well, I suggested that. I challenge somebody to go back to January and actually find me any clips of Shane entirely under his own power recommending it.
It might have been on MSN or something, but I know I
recommended it. Oh, yeah, you should see. It's just like that whole thing with when you die doing that quest. You're like, well, it wasn't in the actual RuneScape world, so it doesn't count. Of course it counts.
It didn't count.
Yes, it did.
It was
you died
Spirit
on the quest.
World. Anyways, PvP Worlds. Did you go kill anyone yet?
No, I logged onto one briefly and walked around, but I didn't see anyone.
I was
up in the hunter area by Piscatoris, so that could explain it.
Oh yeah, I ran into this level 95 and I took them down to half health, just by kicking at them, you know. But then somebody came and interrupted us and killed me with a dragon dagger special. But I wasn't armored or anything. I was just testing it out. So, I don't know. But anyways, let's go through a few of these details. As the name implies, you can kill people on these worlds.
Woo!
Which is basically how PKing used to be prior to December, and how RuneScape used to be, I don't know, prior to 2002, I think, when they used to have dueling anywhere.
Yeah, very first it was like this, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, it seemed like such an obvious idea to bring this back, you know? So...
Yeah, and it's certainly, I think it's much more than just reintroducing the wilderness, you know, it adds a much sort of fuller dimension. Although,
yeah.
The only sort of thing I might have is that certain areas of the world would probably be so deserted, you'd probably have to wander around for ages to find someone.
Well, no.
Unless you had to organize, I guess in a good way, it's sort of like Clan Wars without the scoring and all the rules and everything over the entire RuneScape. You could fight for cities and stuff. Which
yeah, exactly, which we're going to do and event, but more on that later. There are no gravestones, so when you die, it's just as it was before the wilderness. So, no
you
gravestones.
You lose your items.
Yeah, you keep your top three and
unless
lose them all if you're scald. So, we all know that. You can fight players within plus or minus 10% of your combat level, plus 5 level. So, if you're level 100 combat, 10% of 100 is 10, so plus 5 is 15. So anybody who is within plus or minus 15 of you, you can fight. And if you're in
and
the wilderness...
And plus the wilderness level.
Yeah,
so they actually did introduce reintroduce the idea of the wilderness.
Mm-hmm, so.
So you could go to level 50 wilderness, and you'd be able to kill anybody 55 levels plus 10% of you. So a level 100 would be able to kill anybody 65 levels either side of him.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I don't know, that's interesting. They applied the combat scale to them. So if a person's name is white, you can't attack them. If they're green, they're lower level. Yellowish, same. And red, of course, higher. So
white is unable to attack.
That's right. Safe areas include the banks, the Grand Exchange, the respawn points, which are Lumbridge, Catherby, and... or not Catherby. Camelot and Falador.
Why do you respawn at Camelot? Can you say you respawn?
Yeah, you can. After that quest, I forget the name of the quest, but after that quest where you get chivalry and piety.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Also, some guilds that with entry requirements, which does not include the Champions, Heroes, Legend, or Warriors Guild. And, of course, the little place where you wash up on the beach if your fishing trawler has crashed. So, I don't know. Not that many safe areas, but I guess that's the best way about it, you know?
Well, yeah, it's not about, you know, it isn't about being safe. It's about killing people.
Anyways, we're going to go into a bit more of the tactical stuff later into the rewards, because there's actually advantages for doing skills in the PvP worlds, but we'll get to that in a bit. Teleblock is back.
Yay.
In the same spot that it was before. Different icon, same, though.
Same requirement?
Yep. One law, one death, one chaos. Death drops. In order to actually get a drop from someone, you need to be risking 75k on members and 25k on non-members. So that goes both ways. Three most valuable items that you're holding won't be counted because you won't lose those. And of course, the longer you spend in the PvP world, the greater your reward will be. And if you go to a hot zone like a city such as Falador, your rewards will also increase there. So, I don't know. I think that's rather... That adds a whole new dynamic to it, you know?
Mm.
So if, like, you could run from... Let's say you're being attacked in Falador, run south towards Rimington, and the person would have less of an incentive to keep chasing you. So... Anyways... Rewards. Corrupt Dragon Equipment, which is free to play. It's essentially the same as regular Dragon Armor for members, except it only lasts for 30 minutes after you get it.
So it would probably be good to use in PvP worlds, because if you lose it, you don't really lose much.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, it's a rare drop, so...
High rare. Do we have any early indications?
I don't know. I haven't been able to dig anything up on that, but
see, it would be a lot easier to test if it was free trade, because we could just log on and I could, like, you know, wear some really expensive items. You could kill me, pick up all my items, and just give it back to me. But the only way you could test this now would be somebody gaining and somebody losing. I notion that Shane give up some whips and some armor and some
No thanks. No thanks.
Only fair for the good of the site, Shane.
Then there's also the Brawling Gloves, which give a 50% boost in certain skills, which also decay after a certain time period.
Is that combat skills? Because it would be really useless. If they're called Brawler Gauntlets or whatever, and they give like a 50% boost to cooking.
They give a 50% boost to melee, magic, ranged, agility, cooking, fire making, fishing, hunter, prayer, smithing, thieving,
sorry,
and woodcutting.
And they give a boost to all skills?
No, just those ones I just listed.
But to all the skills you listed?
Yes.
Not just to individual skills?
Well, no. You have to be doing that skill to get the boost.
Oh, I see.
So if you're burning, say, a U-Log, you'll get 50% more XP than you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm wondering why they didn't do this. They don't have farming brawling gloves, you know?
Mm.
Because that would be something I'd go for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a magic tree gives 10,000 or whatever XP it is. Imagine getting 15k for that same tree.
Yeah, that'd be fairly nice.
So
you could do your farming run on PvP worlds. I'd log on to Kiwi.
I don't think you'd be able to.
Okay, I'd train my combat. I'd know life for weeks and weeks till I could kill you. Like an ambush of farming runs.
You know, that would be rather interesting to ambush farming runs, you know, and go take out the woodcutters at certain places.
But I have nothing against woodcutters. You, I have issues with in your farming.
No, no, but the thing was that when I was walking around, the woodcutting spots were empty on PvP Worlds.
Well, I doubt, you know... Sorry, have we already... We may have covered this, but what are the incentives to training skills on PvP Worlds?
There are none, except for these brawler gloves.
Well, but you have to kill players to get them, right?
Yeah, that's right, and they only last for a certain period of time.
So if you're just going to go to train skills and not PvP, surely you would just do it on a normal world.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
They didn't think that element of it through.
Like, yeah, they should have a benefit for training skills on the PvP world, aside from these gloves, you know? So, maybe a 10% boost or something.
Well, perhaps if you gather a certain amount of experience in a gathering skill on a PvP world, you get them or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So, I don't know, that aspect of it could be worked out a bit. But anyways, there's also Ancient Warriors equipment, which either needs a defense level of 70 or of 20, or 78, I mean. So, the ones that has the full requirements last for an hour. The only ones that have 20 requirements last for 15 minutes. So, anyways. Mm. Basically, it's a two-handed sword called Stadius's Warhammer that has 120.
No, that looks like a hammer, bones. Not a sword.
I know.
You said a sword. It's obviously not a sword if it's a Warhammer.
Yeah, because I was looking at the little icon next to levels required. That's why.
All right.
Anyways, so 114 strength bonus, so that's rather interesting. Then, of course, they got another melee one, which includes a spear, and then a magic one, which is a staff, and then javelins and throwing axes. So, obviously, ranged, can't complain here. But once again, you can only get these on the PvP worlds, and they're rare, so and they only last for that certain period of time. So, you have to ask yourself, what's the point in trying to get these, you know? Like, yeah, it'd be good if you get them for a certain amount of time and then use them to enhance your killing abilities, but I don't know, I'm not too sure on those. What do you think?
No, I'm not too sure on them either.
Okay.
The weapons are temporary, right?
Yeah, they are. They all degrade after an hour or 15 minutes.
That's a shame, because I think maybe if you made them slightly rarer, or, you know, they required a certain number of kills or, you know, loot wrist, it would be a better system.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If they made so you had to kill, I don't know, 50 players ready, and after you killed 50, you started having a chance at those. But I think that they could have made the sort of the rewards better. They could have made some rewards sort of permanent.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But maybe that they required more kills or more work or whatever.
With that,
it's just, I see.
They all have special attacks. The Warhammer has a 25% more damage and decreases the opponent's defense by 30%.
Mm.
The Longsword inflicts 20% more damage and is harder to defend against. The Spear damages everyone adjacent and prevents melee attacks from striking you for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Morrigan's throwing axe, the special is called Hamstring, deals an extra 20% damage and drains targets' run energy 4 times faster for the next minute. You know, that's good. Actually, thinking about it, these specials are what would make these weapons worth using. And then for the javelin one, it inflicts continuous damage in the same way that poison does, but faster, and the target can still be poisoned.
Yes, could be good, but depends how it works.
And also there's another addition to the ancient spell book when you are using the spells in a PvP world. using Zuriel's staff. It's called Miasmic. Miasmic Rush, Burst, Blitz, and Barrage. What they do is they slow your opponent's melee and ranged attack rates by 50% for a certain period of time. So in other words, you get slower. The Rush does 12 seconds, Burst 24, Blitz 36, and Barrage 48.
Yeah, but again, you know, limited usage because of the fact it's the staff is temporary.
Yeah.
Could have been, admittedly, it's good there are rewards, and, you know, but, I mean, you could kill someone and get one of these weapons and then not be able to find anyone for the next hour and not get to use it. Well, I guess you could go and train combat, but that's not the point. I mean, if you're maxed out, you're probably just going to want to kill people. But I don't know. It could be good, but I still think they should look to implement permanent rewards with a sort of more kills or more risk or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
But they need to.
The max damage of the barrage spell is 32.
What can ice barrage do?
30. At 94, and this barrage is at 97.
That's not so bad, I guess.
Yeah. The blitz, 28. The burst, 24. And the rush, 18. So, the top barrage requires 4 soul runes, 4 earth, and 4 blood runes. So, rather expensive. But I guess there will be a demand for this with soul runes, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. That's rather interesting, but that's just a little footnote in this update. Moving onwards, the closed areas where you cannot do any of this are Barbarian Assault, Bounty Hunter, Castle Wars, Duel Arena, Fist of Guthics, Tears of Guthics, Trouble Brewing, and the Tazara Fight Pits, and of course the Falador Party Room.
Yeah, it's a shame you can't, you know, kill people in the party room. I think that'd be quite fun. Because you could sort of lure them there. You could drop items and then kill them when they get them.
Yeah, that's probably why
you aren't allowed to fight in the party room because Party Pete would, you know, kick everyone's ass. To be frank, you know what his, you know, meth-induced rages can be like. It's not pretty.
So, that's PvP Worlds. I think that's something that had to be done.
What would you rate this update?
A 5, actually. What about you?
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 as well. It seems like they've reintroduced the PvP aspect of RuneScape. They've improved on it. The only thing I'd really like to see is permanent rewards.
Yeah, I agree with that. And another good side effect from this is things like potions and fishies have been rising in price, so anybody who's involved in those businesses.
Everyone. Good.
Yes. Fun for the whole family. Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the dad is the fisher and the son is the herb lore person. And
so, hang on a second. Are you trying to say you're my son?
No.
Well, you do. You've got 99 herb lore. I've got 99 fishing, Shane.
And the woman is the miner.
99 farming.
The woman is the miner. What?
The woman is 99 farming. Oh, no, sorry. The woman is cooking. Ooh. That was sexist.
So who are you trying to put in as the cooker, then?
Just females in general. That wasn't any particular stereotype. Do you think I'm referencing her?
No. No, no, no.
You know,
not
just
at all.
She's fat, she's good at cooking. Continue on.
Okay, so, yeah. Fun for the whole family, as we were saying.
Yes.
The father, the fisher. Hey, that rhymes. Father Fisher. No, it doesn't rhyme. It's alliteration, but. son doing herb lore. The daughter doing archery and the mom cooking.
That was a classic comedy moment.
Anyways, you just got a bit quieter, but. Anyways, so. There's also login changes. What do you think of these?
I think they're alright.
Like, the world selectors now in the applet. You can make favorite worlds. Detail selection is also in there, and safe mode and unsigned mode have been changed to automatic. and also it will attempt to find in the best world for you. And I should note that I was talking to Paul when this came out, and he said it put him in a quick chat world as the best requirement.
Perhaps he thinks he's antisocial.
I don't know. That'd be nice. So
I am just I'm only saying what the RuneScape world is telling us.
Okay. You know, another thing I was thinking is that with this, you can't link to worlds anymore because you choose your world inside. So that basically means any toolkit out there that puts a link to a certain world practically just has to have a button now that says play and let the person choose in there, you know? So.
Yeah, I think it would make them pretty much redundant, but I think they've been redundant for a long time, so.
Yeah. That's why we actually never made one, is because you can access all this either by just having another tab or a bookmark in your browser for certain features, you know, and it just never made that much sense to us to make something like that when you can access
to make a fancy bookmark.
Yeah, exactly, you know, like that's all these browser bars are, is fancy bookmarks, and you can do that just by creating a folder and then there you go. But I don't know, that's beside the point. So world switcher, that's good. You can have two favorite worlds. They've advertised it as one PvP world and one regular home world, so that's good.
I bet your regular home world is 132, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much all I go on, so. Combat display changed. They tweaked it, so if you're not actually summoning something, your combat will now read as your base combat plus your summoning combat, which is rather interesting. So mine reads as 115 plus 8.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But isn't this sort of an admission on the part of Jagex that...
Yeah, that summoning doesn't really add to combat.
Summoning isn't really adding to combat.
I don't see how it adds to combat even, when, how it adds to combat even when the familiar is summoned.
I mean, if you think about it, people don't use the summoning creatures to fight. They don't use it for
that. No, they
don't.
So it doesn't add to combat even when they're summoned. It makes no sense.
They just use it as, like, the bunny up, for example. The bunny up isn't fighting beside you, and most combat areas are single, so you're just using it for its special effect, you know? So, I don't know. I think that's an admission by JX that summoning shouldn't have been combat-related. But, anyways, that's that. Some people were annoyed by it for some reason. I don't know why. And it will actually say 123 for me if I've summoned something recently, so. I don't know. Doesn't make sense, but oh well. On to the tweaks and bug fixes. Players in clan chat will now appear as a purple dot on the minimap.
That is a useful change.
Yeah, it's good to know who you either have to like run towards or run away from, you know? Bogrog will now convert summoning scrolls the same way he does with pouches. All fired up beacons will now remember the amount of logs stored in case of an emergency. I don't know what that means. Do you have any idea what that means?
No, like, no clue.
In case of an emergency. Those are the exact words that they said, so I don't know. Maybe he like... Oh, maybe that's like... So if you've in the past you've lit in the logs and then disappear for a while, it'll remember that you've lit in them, maybe. I don't know. Fist of Guthix's gloves can now be used to pick nettles without injury. What the heck are nettles anyways?
They're used in one of their quests. They're by the ruin building, they're in the ruin building in Edgeville.
Oh, okay. Are they... why without injury?
Because I think you get poisoned if you try and pick them without gloves.
Oh, interesting.
I'm sure they're used in some quest. I just cannot remember exactly which one.
Also, the fishing gloves will give the bonus for swordfish fishing in Piscatoris. Okay. Feathered headdresses can now be crafted with the assist system.
Nothing really to comment on that.
And the corporeal beast has gained a stomp attack because people were running underneath it.
Oh, right, okay. So that's not the, really making it...
That's the thing it's really underneath.
It's not really making it more difficult, it's just...
Yeah, it's going to prevent people from, like, running through them, you know? So, I don't know, that's interesting. One more tiny piece of news. The RuneScape prepaid card is now available at Target stores in the U.S.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, really. It's Jagex showing they must have a pretty, you know, wide market to be able to sell that sort of item in stores.
Yeah. I'm just...
How much does it cost, though? That's what I want to know. Do we have any information
know.
On price?
No,
see if
I'm trying to...
Online store.
I'm trying to find that. I went to... Oh, you know what Target is?
Yeah, it's like a redneck Walmart, if you can get any more redneck Walmart.
No, I searched on the Target website for RuneScape, and they got RuneScape, the official handbook and paperback, $6.99. How to play RuneScape, the basics, $8.94. How to get 99 fishing in RuneScape, $8.94.
That's a paperback. Wow, I could write that.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Then you'll have something to advertise on the show.
No.
Okay, if you buy a book that Brad wrote, send him a PM.
No, don't send me a PM.
Forums.rsbnb.com.
Oh, FYI, because I wasn't here last week, I got a lot of PMs and emails saying that people understood my sack joke and that they thought it was funny.
Okay. How many?
I think in the end I had about 8 PMs and 3 emails. And I bet there were a lot of people who just didn't want to PM me. The majority of people got it, let's be honest.
You had to wonder with that as to why JX would put that in there so obvious. So, if you don't know what that means, don't worry. Thank you.
Yeah, consider yourself untainted and pure. Anyway.
Oh, my. On to the poll. This is a nice poll, actually. I like this
one. We've
had
a lot of RuneScape news this week.
Yeah, so you take the first question.
La 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 la. Just doing some jingle while la 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 la. Load faster, you Java tablet piece of shit. Da da. Submit. I submit to you, Jagex.
What's your password?
Okay. While playing RuneScape one day, you are suddenly transported into the game. Oh, Jesus Christ. You find yourself on a deserted tropical island, not unlike Karanja, but instead of computer-generated pixels, everything around you seems very real indeed. The only resources that you have to access are some logs, a knife, and a small mirror. What are the following options you'd use the resources for? Number one, use the knife with the logs to make a snare, and then use the mirror as a tool for dazzling kebits before capturing them. Make a device for signaling passing chips by using the knife and the logs to make a stand for the mirror. Use the knife with the logs to whittle a shot weapon, and stealthily approach a local merchant, using the mirror to see around corners so that you can force the merchant to give you food. Number three, no option.
Really?
I wouldn't force him to give me food. I'd kill him and take his food.
That's actually winning with 38% of the vote.
Yeah, but... I wouldn't force him to give me food. You'd just kill him.
Yeah, I think that would be a little too gory for Jagex to write on this poll.
Gouge his throat.
Yeah. Second is make a device for signaling ships by using the knife on the logs to make a stand for the mirror. That's at 37. That's what I said. And at 25, use the knife with the logs to make a snare and then use the mirror as a tool for dazzling kebits before catching them. So there we go. Question two, you're rescued from the island by some friendly pirates. They give you a choice, be taken to the nearest port immediately to explore all the area has to offer, or spend 4 months traveling to the dangerous seas with pirates before returning with them. What would you choose? 51% taken to the nearest port straight away and start exploring. That's what I said. And then 49% for the other one, obviously.
Yeah, take it to the nearest port.
Yeah.
I'm no pirate.
Three?
Nor am I creepy, for that matter. Congratulations if you got the joke. Anyway, well, once you're back on dry land, you visit a wizard that can transfer you back to reality. Before you leave, he offers you a chance to take one aspect of the magic skill with you. Which these would you choose? Telegrab? My search for the remote, high alchemy, free money, FTW, teleport, it's cheap, environmentally friendly, and instant, healing, who needs medical professions? This is a difficult choice, I feel.
What'd you pick?
I don't know. Telegrab would be nice. Telekinesis, okay. Basically.
5% said that.
I would probably go for teleports.
Yeah, that's what I said, you know. Then I could, like,
if I got to choose the teleport, you know, if it was just teleporting back to the sort of online world, then what's the point?
I'd come visit you.
Freak. At night when I'm in bed.
No.
Yeah, you would, you freak.
29% high alchemy and 20% healing. Why do you say...
Healing might be good, because you might, you know, you could keep yourself in good health, as the name suggests.
Why would I come visit you at night?
Because you're a freak. You voted for the Conservatives. Shane was part of the election rigging fraud in Canada. Stéphane Dion should have won that election. You stole the election from the Liberals, Shane.
Okay, question 4 is going to be your favorite one. Upon your arrival back in reality, you discover a magic tree seed in your pocket. What would you do with it?
Options are plant in your garden and have your very own magic tree. Donate it so that scientists can find a way to grow magic trees all over the world. Plant it in a public park so you can share it with everyone.
What would you do?
Why is there not an option to burn it?
I said I'd plant it in my garden to have my own magic tree.
I would sell it on the Grand Exchange. No, I honestly would not do any of those.
That's too bad.
Did you realize that in reality, if you planted a tree, it would probably take about 30 years to grow?
No, only 3 or 4 to actually get into, like, maybe a decent size, like a meter tall,
saying,
you know?
It's a magic tree, it'll grow in however many hours of magic tree to grow.
Yeah, it's magic.
Magic? Ooh. Shane's excited.
Anyways, 59% say they'd plant it in their own backyard. 30% say they donated to scientists to find a way to grow magic trees all over the world. You know, that might actually be the better choice, seeing as pro-farming.
If I had to pick between keeping it myself or giving it to scientists so that everyone had one, I'd keep it myself. It's not really unique if everybody has one, is it?
Yeah, but magic trees, you know? And considering I've already got 99 farming, so why not? And 11% say they'd plant it in a public park so that they can share it with everyone.
I don't like people like that. Hippies, basically.
Oh, my. Okay, so there's your RuneScape updates this week. Quite a few of them in stark comparison to last week. For anybody who listened to the show, the RuneScape updates section was all of 30 seconds. Now we're on to questions. First, an audio question from Killjoy Forever.
Hello, Shane and Brad. This is my question. What is your favorite RuneScape song, and why? Personally, mine's the Newbie Melody, because it reminds me of when I first started out playing RuneScape, and I had no idea what I was doing. Thanks.
Oops. He said your show rocks at the end, but I cut him off.
Shane cut him off because Shane is mean.
No,
that
it's
is
an
what we've learned from today's show, ladies and gentlemen.
I pressed the wrong key.
Yeah, Shane is mean. Anyway.
Okay, so what's your favorite song?
I don't have one. And I told Shane this before the show when we previewed the question. And Shane was like, oh, let me play some for you. No, don't.
You don't?
Even when I played RuneScape on a regular basis, I never used to listen to the actual sound. And this was back when it was really terrible MIDI music. Can you remember when we had that conversation once on MSN, me, you, and MQ, and we were making fun of it. It's not MIDI music.
Shane
just kept going, it's not MIDI music. This was before they upgraded it, I'm pretty sure.
It's not MIDI music.
It's not MIDI music. Oh, you're funny. It sounds like something you could do on GarageBand. Oh, I said garage like an American. That's bad. Garage band. terrible spot there.
That's the Alcard music.
Is that your favorite?
No. My favorite is the Christmas one followed by the Halloween one.
Okay, well.
What about you?
I just...
Come on, you have to have one. You have to have one. Don't you?
I don't even know which one I'd pick.
Why not? What about this one?
Stop. Oh, for the love of God.
Remember that? The old loading
music? Was that
the
old startup music?
Yeah, that was. When RuneScape 2 first came out.
Wait. Stop.
Anyways,
like...
Yeah. Oh, there we go. So, Brad doesn't have a favorite song.
And Shane does, because he's sad.
Oh, my. Okay. So, what now? Thank you, Killjoy Forever. Next question?
Next question. Do you feel that JugX's new way of adding updates will make people happy? Also, will the forums ever get some new smileys? That question is from Blue Bristinger. Those questions, sorry, are from Blue Bristinger.
Forum smileys? I don't know. It's hard to find open smileys. You can't get sued for using, you know? And when you think about it, our smileys are pretty nice that we have right now.
Take some pictures of you smiling and then use them as smileys.
Oh my. That's a good one.
I wasn't
joking. Are you
going to
do that?
No.
Oh, right. You can't smile, can you?
Oh, you can't smile, can you? Don't mock me.
You know, that voice that you use there, it's... anyways.
Hi, I'm Shane. I thought that did.
Yeah, don't use that voice. It's scary.
I don't think he'll make people happy, because I remember when they were still on the... they were still on the cycle of aiming to add one every week, and if there were, like, wasn't an update by Tuesday, people would be on the rants forum going, oh, well, you know, what do we pay our money for? Blah blah blah. Want an update every week? Blah 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 blah, and things of that
nature.
And then
in the polls, they say they want big updates.
Yeah, but you know, the average RuneScape player would probably want a big update every week, and we all know JugX are so incompetent they can't even bloody put out a small update every week, let alone a big one.
PvP is a big update.
Yeah, but I bet they've probably been working on that since January.
I don't know. You know, I think that it's something that people are going to have to adjust to, because it's what's that saying? Be careful what you wish for. People in the poll said they want bigger updates, right? But then, they're going to be upset because there's weeks without an update, you know. So
yeah, I think the majority should be fine with it, since there is plenty to do in RuneScape without new content to come out. Until you've got 200
like
million
farming.
In every until you have 200 million experience in every skill, you cannot say there's nothing to do in RuneScape.
Exactly.
And you've completed every quest and every mini game. So there's plenty to do without JugX adding new content, but they still are adding it pretty regularly compared to most MMORPGs. So be thankful for that, you bloody whiners. That is all.
Okay, next one. Brad and Shane, what is your favorite game from 2008 and why? Surprisingly, I don't have any of the games from 2008. That is from Flash.
2008 games.
You know, is this about games that came out in 2008 or ones we're playing in 2008?
Yeah, that depends, because that would be two very different answers.
If that's the case, I don't have any that came out in 2008.
But did GTA 4 come out in 2008?
Yeah, it was April, wasn't it?
I'd probably say GTA 4, even though I didn't think it was that good a game. I've just not played many games. But if we're simply talking games that came out, then if we're just talking games we played, I'd probably say Bioshock. I played that in 2008, since I was behind the times with getting it. Everyone else got it in my last, like, a year ago. I didn't get it till spring of 2008.
Okay.
I'm behind the times.
For me, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, Xbox game I play the most is Call of Duty, so I guess you can say that. I really don't play much of anything else, so. But I did. I'll talk about this more later. I did get access to the Call of Duty 5 beta for 360.
Beta.
More on beta. That later.
Beta.
I don't know if there's anything else on this one. You know, I was going to get GTA, but I decided not to because I wanted to spend my time working on site stuff instead of actually...
The multiplayer isn't enough to get the game alone, which
I know.
Is the only reason you got it.
That's the reason why I didn't get it.
Not worth it.
But it is actually a fun game, I do have to say, you know?
You've played on it at Mike's, I presume.
Yeah, when I was playing it, I went through the windshield, and apparently that was quite an accomplishment because it's hard to do that.
Not really. All you have to do is go at a fast speed and hit something head-on in a car.
Yeah, but the window was already broken beforehand.
When you've ever played GTA games, have you ever tried to drive normally?
Yeah, actually, that's what I do.
I've tried to do that. It's almost impossible to do that in GTA games. Because, you know, usually I find, right, if you, like, stop at red lights, traffic behind you starts beeping at you. It's like, it's red light, asshole. And then you remember, it's not a real person. It's just a couple hundred thousand pixels.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I do wish sometimes people on the road, especially around here, such crappy drivers, I wish I could step out of my car, pull them out of their car, and then put several bullets in their head. Because I think that would benefit humanity as a whole if I was able to do that. But, you know, I probably wouldn't want to, you know, have a lens.
Just as a warning, where do you live to people?
I live in Gloucester, southwest England.
Yeah, so don't go driving around there.
Southwest England.
And what color is
your
car?
Drive around Gloucester. If you want to come driving around Gloucester, right, drive sensibly. Do not cut people up, right? Just don't, okay? But if you want to come driving around Gloucester, then I'm usually off the roads. I could be on almost every day. So watch your back. If you see a green Ford car.
It's green.
An angry look. What?
Your car is green.
It's sort of like a little green. It's difficult. It isn't dark green, but it's not light green. It's hard to describe.
Huh. Interesting.
No, it's really not. I don't think it's going to last much longer, though. It's really beaten up.
Do you still drive over those roundabout things?
Yes. Because when you're learning, you have to drive around them. But when you've passed your test, you can drive over them.
Okay, thank you, Flash. That was a rather interesting question. I have no idea how we went from games to talking about driving over roundabout things.
Okay, just because anybody listening to this thinks I drive over full-size roundabouts, the things Shane's talking about, they are not full-size roundabouts. Anybody who lives in the UK will know them as mini roundabouts. And what they are is basically little white raised circles in the road that are basically more than bumps, okay? So it's not a problem to drive over them. It's really not. But you're just not technically supposed to, you know? Like, you're not supposed to break the speed limit, but everyone does anyway.
Really?
Yeah, everybody breaks the speed limit, especially on the motorways. I remember I was watching a program by the traffic police the other week, and they were saying about... they were driving along on the motorway, and they said... we're going about 85 here, even though the limit's 70, but everyone's doing 85, so it's fairly safe. So, you know, it's not like they're going to pull every car over, was it?
Okay, thank you, Flash. Next one. Do you have any pets, and what are their names? I have two dogs, and their names are Maddie and Astro. Cutest dog ever. I'll post a pic later. That's up for debate. But also, did you know the next language RuneScape would be translated into is Portuguese? From Earth 271072.
What,
so Brad, any pets?
One bird, George. He's the antichrist of butchers.
Is he good?
He's okay. I can't really judge him because I've only had one ever budgie and he didn't last very long.
Oh, what happened?
Which is no reflection on my care for him, by the way. He can be quite noisy at times. I think he's prone to a bit of shouting, a bit of losing his temper, much like me. But yeah, he's not so bad. He gets into shouting matches with the birds in the morning. That's what you hear in the morning. It's him going. He only seems to have one shout mode, and that's just. So yeah. Just one bird. I used to have a lot of cats. My mum always had cats. And I like cats. But Dad won't get a cat because he's a tight ass. So, perfect world, I'd have a cat as well. But
yeah.
Then the cat would try and kill the bird. But the bird's in a cage. It's fine. Bird's fine.
Yeah. Remember, you're going to post a picture of him.
Oh, he's a green budgie Shane. He's a green budgie Shane. It's not like they look drastically different.
I remember once you said if he did something bad, he like bit you or pooed in your hand, you'd throw him out the window or something.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said
no, I did.
You'd tape his wings and put him out the window.
You're making that up.
No, you did. Seriously.
Even though I didn't. I swear, even though I draw no lines harming humans, I'd never harm an animal. I might have said that, you know.
Still in Berlin.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that. I don't think I'd ever say that. But and as you have no proof, innocent until proven guilty. Thank you.
What's the point in that?
I don't know. It's a fairly niche language, isn't it? Like, unless you're living in Portugal or Brazil.
It seems like French would be a better idea. Or Dutch, you know?
Yeah.
Or Klingon.
Klingon's on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. Anyway, let us move on.
Okay. That was
why do you
Earth
dislike
2,
Andrew Garr? Yeah, that question was from Earth 271072. Why do you dislike Andrew Garr so much? He's one of the most important people ever, apart from Bill Gates, JFK, and Buddy Holly, your guy's friends, Sunset Fish.
This was actually addressed to you.
Was it?
Yes.
I dislike him because I think he's made a lot of bad decisions and RuneScape isn't as good as it has the potential to be. And I think anybody who has something that they don't fulfill, that they don't elevate to its full potential is deserving of dislike. Interesting list of most important people there. Bill Gates I might probably go along with. JFK, not really. He just got shot. Probably wouldn't be half as famous if he hadn't, you know, taken that bullet. Buddy Holly.
I never heard of him.
You never heard of Buddy Holly?
No.
He was like this rock singer who died in a plane crash when he was really young. I think he was early 20s when he died.
Really?
But I would say only Bill Gates really qualifies as most important people ever. And Andrew Gower certainly doesn't qualify as most important people ever.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Thank you, Sunset Fish. If you guys had to choose a color to cover your entire house from back and everything inside, including your clothes, pants, plates, cups, and everything, what color would it be? I personally would choose yellow or red. That's from Steven.
So we've got to have...
Everything the same color.
Everything the same color. I am I'm sure I've said this before when we've had the what is your favorite color questions, as I mock them with my hilarious voice. I like crimson red.
Color of like blood.
But I don't like it because it's the color of blood. It's like a dark royal red.
Okay. For me, I'd say blue.
I like dark royal blue, but I prefer red. So
yeah, that'd be good. Royal blue. There we go. Hey, why don't we make the site royal blue?
Because I think Mike probably wouldn't like that.
Why not?
I don't know.
But
he's away. It doesn't matter what he thinks. Change it.
Yeah, you know, oh well. We could offer people like click a button to go blue and click a button to go red and click a button to go green, you know? I don't know where that came from. Anyways, so there's our colors. Thank you, Steven. Next one. Brad?
Next question. What do you hope for the next week update in RuneScape? If this is too broad, do you have any changes, additions in mind you'd like to see made in a skill? P.S. Your podcast came from a boring family visit last weekend. I'm much obliged. Thanks, Baron58. Next big update in RuneScape.
Shapeshifting. Or sailing. But we all know sailing is a bad idea.
I don't see how they could implement sailing in any sort of usable way. It would just be rubbish.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, what would be the point of that? But I don't know. I'm really not sure what the next update will be. I'd like to see shape-shifting, but it's really not something that I think they do, you know?
I don't see how they could implement shape-shifting either.
Like, it wouldn't be... You'd be able to... Like, once you change form into something, you wouldn't be able to move, you know?
But what use would that have?
Hiding? Like, if you go around a corner... turn into a flower when you're running like through Falador and someone's trying to kill you, you know? You know what I mean?
No, I don't see how that would work. I can't really think of any skills.
You know, I'd like
that
to see...
They could potentially add, but then probably after farming and construction have been added, I wouldn't have been able to name any other skills they could have added, and they still managed to pull two out of their ass, so never put it beyond Jugex.
You know, one thing I'd like to see is maybe some skill updates of pre-existing skills that are high level, like upwards of the 90s, you know? Give people
something to
work for.
Yeah, I think that's what they need to do
for
some
again.
They need to revamp the older skills and add higher level updates.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe even rebalance the smithing, you know? So, make it worth getting 99 again. But, I don't know. I'd like to see some more trees and crops added to the farming skill. You know, like, say, carrots, lemons, grapefruit, elm. Yeah, lots of stuff could be added to the farming skill, you know? So, I don't know, that's what I gotta say on that. What about you?
Yeah, I just agree with your point. A lot of the older skills need revamps at higher levels.
Yeah. Would you update farming?
No. I think other skills need it more than farming.
Like what?
Woodcutting, mining, fishing. Yeah, as you know, fishing's pretty all right. I think a lot of the older skills. Farming was added recently, so it really doesn't need...
3 years ago.
No, more recently than the vast majority of other skills, so it's not in dire need of an update, whereas some of the older skills are, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Baron. Do you think Sarah Palin is getting too much attention? That's from Zerk ME.
No, I actually don't think Sarah Palin is getting enough attention because, you know, the Republican Party and the John McCain ticket have been sort of almost very unwilling to you know, let her out in a lot of interviews. The only sort of really big interviews she's given are the ones with Katie Couric.
Oh, yeah, and that sort of went the wrong way.
And lots of really stupid revelations came out, you know, the whole thing. She doesn't know. She couldn't even name a newspaper, for God's sake, right? So I think she's been given enough exposure, because if she was given a lot of, you know, as many sort of interviews and press coverage as, you know, maybe she should, people would realize that she's a complete dumbass and that voting for her would be the biggest mistake they ever make. I think her name alone on the John McCain ticket basically, you know, sort of invalidates his run for president, because even if he was a good, competent politician, which, let's face it, John McCain isn't, I think having Sarah Palin as his VP would reduce him to nothing.
I can see Alaska from here.
No, she can't. There's nothing to lie about. She's just dumb on so many levels. I mean, people like... She shouldn't even have got as far as being a senator. So, but basically, if McCain-Palin get elected in the election, it's bad. I mean, I think Palin is worse than George Bush. That's
drill, baby, drill.
That's from Sarah Palin. That thing on Dig.
The site is palinaspresident.us.
BS, here I come. Didn't graduate. Nope. No. Learning's hard. Maverick. Ooh, he looks important.
But basically, yeah, I don't think she's been given enough attention. Because if she was given full attention in the mainstream media, everybody would see what a dumbass she was. That's my answer to the question.
Where'd Russia go?
Stop doing that. I'm supposed to be answering the question, which you have just...
butcher. Stop it.
Uh oh.
Stop it, Shane.
If you click the red telephone, a big explosion.
Yeah, you're like a kid playing with a toy. Stop it.
Ooh, he looks important.
Stop it. I'm losing my temper with you in a minute.
Didn't graduate.
That's
Shane,
right.
Seriously.
Anyways. Oops. Okay, are we done with that one?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Anyway, next question. Last question. What is your favorite color in hexadecimal? That question is from Ben. I don't have a favorite color in hexadecimal.
Okay. 0x3399FF.
What color is that?
It's a blue.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, there we go. It's like that blue color I'd paint my house in, you know?
Oh, that royal blue.
Well, no, it's not royal blue. It's sort of a... It's not turquoise. I don't know how to describe it. I'd open Photoshop to show you, but I don't want to create a huge amount of lag, so I won't, but I'll show you later. Anyways. Shall we move on to tech news?
Yep.
Apple's new MacBook and MacBook Pro. You going to be buying one of these?
No, overpriced.
You know, I have to agree with that in this respect, as they did increase the price about $50 on each of these, and the older ones are going to be phased out eventually, which did take a price cut, so another sort of downer is that they don't have a FireWire 400 port anymore, which is sort
of
odd. I don't know why, but the Pro has a FireWire 800, but neither of them have a 400. When the mass majority of FireWire devices out there are 400. So that just doesn't make any sense to me. But also, they've removed the DVI port and replaced it with something called the so-called display port, which is a proprietary Apple type of port. So, I don't know. And they instead of... they've gone to all glass for the screens now. And a glass touchpad. And they removed the mouse button.
What do they replace it with?
Just a trackpad. Yeah, you just tap it, and if you click the bottom part of it, you can actually feel it move. So it's sort of still like a button. So, but anyway, so there you go. I'm sort of got mixed feelings on these, and I wouldn't go out and buy one of these new ones because, frankly, it doesn't have the port, the FireWire port I need, and I don't like the idea of spending another $35 to get a DVI adapter. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just plain stupid. So they'll have to make some changes in the future in the next 2 years or whenever, because I plan on buying one probably in about another 2 to 3 years down the road. So hopefully they'll make some good changes by then, because I can't see myself getting one of these. Did you manage to sell your white one that you're going to sell?
It's on eBay at the moment. I think it's... got a reserve on it. It's not met the reserve yet, but that's not surprising. I doubt it'll meet the reserve until the last day. If it doesn't meet the reserve, I'll just put it on. It's going to be somebody enough to buy it.
I don't know. If people don't want to buy it, you might want to shave 50 pounds or something off it because of the price decrease on the old white ones. So
yeah. Thank
Anyways.
You. You really effed over my...
Oh, and they also released a 24-inch LED display that's worth $900.
Wow.
That's a really good deal. Anyways, so... this next piece of tech news, YouTube to McCain. No special treatment for DMCA takedowns. McCain...
I think I saw something regarding this.
Yeah. Recently learned the hard way that bad DMCA takedown requests can inhibit legitimate speech after having numerous YouTube campaign videos flagged by Right Shoulders for incorporating copyrighted music into their video clips. The campaign contends that most of these were obvious fair use, and it wants YouTube to stop processing DMCA takedown requests in case where YouTube decides fair use applies. Because doing this requires highly trained humans, the campaign recognizes there is a problem of scale. Its answer: YouTube should only do this for U.S. political campaign videos. Not surprisingly, YouTube wants no part in this solution.
Yeah, I read about this because they used a Foo Fighters song that the Foo Fighters didn't want them using. So. Funny, because Bush used a Foo Fighters song in his campaign and they didn't want that either. So. The Republicans like the Foo Fighters for some reason. Anyway.
Why would that be?
I have no idea.
But you know what?
Most of their songs are, well, one of their songs is anti-political. But anyway.
you know,
I
it's something.
Don't so basically, what the McCain campaign is asking them for to make exceptions for them, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, and nobody else.
Yeah, so nobody's, I don't think anybody's above that, so.
Yeah, and last time I checked, the president wasn't above the law of the U.S., you know, so.
Exactly.
Or a senator and a governor.
He's not even president, yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's a little premature to be trying to rewrite the law like that, you know, so. Mm. Anyways, so that's that. So just remember that next time, if you ever get slapped with a fair use case, try and send a letter to YouTube saying you're special and you don't want them to be processing fair use cases for your channel because you're a special person.
Won't work.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'd like to know what the outcome on this was anyway, so I don't know. But, we're not going to do a rant this week because, well, if you look at the RuneScape update section, that did take quite a good chunk of the show this week with the PvP update. So we're going to save this rant we have for next week. So, with that said, on to some other things. RSBNB events this weekend and next weekend. As you're probably listening to this or downloading this, the pool tournament has come and gone because that's on Friday at FunOrb. Are you going to come to that?
No, I'm busy Friday night.
It's at 7 p.m., 2 a.m. your time.
Well, yeah, I will definitely be either sleeping or busy.
On Saturday, at the same time, we have Ghostbusters in the Spiritual Realm, which is sort of a unique event that Alex organized, so we will take our direction from him on that. You need to have completed Spirit of Summer for that. And if worst comes to worst on all that, we'll find something fun to do in the wilderness. Maybe a revenant hunt if the Ghostbusters doesn't work or enough people don't have the quest done, because you need to complete Spirit of Summer for that, which requires 19 summoning, 26 farming, 35 prayer, 40 construction. Shouldn't be
doesn't have
hard.
Really requirements, does it?
No. And on Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. RSBNB time, we will be processing the Draenor takedown in the PvP worlds. World will be announced just prior to the event starting, so nobody decides to get any ideas and come and join us.
You're expecting loads of people to give up their items?
Well, no, it's free to play.
Oh, right. So what? So, but are you just going to fight with your fists or something?
No. Free-to-play items aren't that expensive.
I guess not. So 200k
like
for
rune, like a set of rune isn't that expensive.
How are you going to sort out the teams?
It's going to be RSBNB as a whole team.
Against who?
Against Draenor Village.
Okay, so whoever's in Draenor Village is going to get owned.
Yes. So, I don't know. We haven't drawn up battle plans yet, but we will.
I thought you were fighting each other.
No. That's the back plan in case it doesn't work, in case there's nobody there, you know?
I guess so.
Because I don't think we could take down Falador, you know?
No.
So.
Probably a lot of people there.
Yeah. Also, and then the following day we have the Halloween costume party on the 26th at Connor's house. I should note that Europe changes over from daylight savings time to regular time, so and to BST, you guys are now GMT plus zero instead of GMT plus one. So that event will be at 8 p.m. GMT, which is going to be 8 p.m. as well in England. So,
all the rubbish with the clocks changing around.
Yeah, so. And you admit you guys go an hour ahead of GMT, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not like those people who clearly state that GMT is always England time, right?
No, of course GMT is always England time.
Good. That's good. I'm glad we settled that disagreement. Remember that episode called BST back in April or whenever? Brad shaves ties.
Oh, yes, that...
Anyways, a tiny skill of the month update, shall we? Kelsey's winning with 3.3 million XP. Second is Zach Glenn with 1.4, and third is Warren with 1.2 million XP. So as you can see, construction is slowly draining the coffers of the RSBNB community. Now, you know, I could never justify spending money on Skill of the Month just to win the competition, you know?
Mm-hmm. But well, yeah, obviously it's a bit of a waste of money just for an... Unless you want a nice pink rank on the forums.
And next time it's farming, I'm going to enter. I think that would be rather fun. But what have you been up to?
Have my eyes tested. I need glasses. Well, I don't need glasses. I have glasses. In case for driving at night, that's what I'm going to use them for.
What color are they? Things
distance. They're just... Well, they don't have frames. They're not like like a big pink color.
Oh, so you should take a picture.
I will try and take a picture.
Because I think I have an idea of what kind... you got, and then I'll tell you if that's the kind I was thinking. Are they the kind with the with frames that aren't very visible?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Oh, I knew that. Nice. I was able to kind of guess that. Anything else?
No, not really.
As for me, I've been school stuff, working on some RuneWire. I can't really give a release date on that yet. As Brad said, our election was on Tuesday night, which he was rather disappointed in the result.
It was fixed. It was fixed.
I don't think so.
It's funny how everyone gained a majority except the Liberals. The Conservatives fixed the bloody election.
So why are you so in favor of Dion?
Because he's so dreamy and has such wonderful eyes.
Okay. I've also been playing Call of Duty 5 demo. Beta. It is a beta because there's a glitch where you can fall through the map and then shoot people from underneath on this one map. But it does go back to World War II, so you do have to take into account that most of the weapons are single fire and they're not automatic as they were in Call of Duty 4, you know? And you're also not going to have weapons such as the 50 caliber and stuff like that. So it's really up to you what kind of weapons you like more. But instead of the helicopter flying around, you get dogs that can actually go around and kill people after a 7 kill streak. So that's rather interesting. I really don't think dogs could do that in the real world, you know? You think dogs could?
Well, there are some pretty ferocious dogs out there, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, but one bite, you know? Like,
if they had a really tough bite to the throat, then yeah, sure. I can believe that.
But did they really use dogs in World War II to, like, kill people?
That I don't know for sure or not.
Yeah, if you have any ideas on how accurate that is, let me know. I'd like to know. So, yeah. So, anything else?
No, I really have nothing else to say.
Okay, with that said, RSBNB update 174 is done. We will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.